Okay, today during National FFA Week, I'm visiting with Cole Murphy of the Sweet Springs FFA chapter. Cole, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. You guys, we're right in the middle of FFA Week. Have you had a busy week so far, and what are some of the plans you've got going on?
Yeah, so Sunday, the chapter went up to Snow Creek up by Weston, and they skied and snowboarded and tubed up there. And then we have cornhole for $1 every day at lunch, where you give $1, you can play all week, and then the profits go to the food pantry. And then we have a speaker coming in on Friday, and then Friday evening, we're having our fruit sales. The top sellers are going to the Mavericks game.
Okay, are you a senior this year?
No, I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
You've been involved. I know I used to see you a lot at County Fair since you were a little bitty squirt at Sling County Fair, so I'm getting you older than you really are. So far, you've been in FFA a couple of years. What's your impression of FFA?
Oh, FFA is a great, great organization. Going to National FFA Convention in October, it really opened my eyes to all the different things that you can do through FFA, whether that be a job, career, or running for an office, even if it is just in the area level. It can do so much for not only you growing as a leader, but also your community and the people that you meet through FFA. It's just unlike anything else that you'll ever see.
I'm an old guy, but you know, back when I was in high school, FFA was kind of for the guys that lived on farms and had either row crops or cattle or some sort of livestock. And anymore, you can live in the middle of the city. It's so diverse with the many activities, the many SAE projects you can have. It's unreal.
Yeah, there is a lot. It's really gotten better to help not only with the people who are just on the farms, but it's also really good for the people who aren't, maybe opening their eyes to what they can do and maybe how their food is produced in order then to help them know with their knowledge.
One thing about FFA I know is they always seem to be, the chapters, any that I visit with anymore, they always seem intent on informing urban people about the where the food comes from, and also getting young kids involved and let them know where all the food comes from that they have on their table every day. And you know, sometimes it's unreal that we forget about it. We're here in the country, but there are folks out there who don't have any idea where milk comes from, where eggs come from, and you know, that's pretty outstanding that you guys do help with that.
Yeah, FFA does a really big part in helping teach the community about where stuff is from. And they did an interview, take a little bit of time, they did an interview or a survey not too long ago in Kansas City of elementary age, older elementary, 5th and 6th graders, and they asked them where their chocolate milk came from and their eggs, and it was right about 80% said that they came from the store.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.